I sat earlier this year with my trumpet in front of my music score. The part I was playing was lead trumpet for a high school production of Guys and Dolls. And because I was playing lead trumpet, I would be spending a lot of the time in the upper ranges, the higher ranges of the instrument. And in particular, I needed to consistently play a high C above the staff. Now, for those that don't read music, think of the bar of a high jump set at 7 feet, and you're standing next to it, looking up at it. A high C above the staff is you jumping over that high jump bar. There was only one thing between me and that high C above the staff, and it was this. I hadn't consistently or regularly played my trumpet since high school. It'd been over 30 years. But I left as a pretty good high school player. So I was confident I was going to be able to make it. I had 2.5 months to practice before the production. And so there I sat at my first practice session, the first time I tried playing the score. And I just wanted to kind of see how high can I get in this first practice session. So I started with a low, I warmed up a little bit, and then I started with a low scale and worked my way up. And as I worked my way up the scale, higher and higher notes, I could feel my muscles tensing, my lips tensing, my ears tensing, my sphincter tensing, everything tensing just to get higher and higher, which is the complete opposite of what you want to do when you're playing trumpet, especially the lead part of Guys and Dolls in the higher register. And I soon discovered that the highest I could get was a D. And this was not a D above the scale of the staff. This was just a regular old D right on the staff. And I knew I was in trouble. I was in big trouble. I knew I needed something more. And so for this special, one thing I tried was for this special occasion of picking up the horn once again and playing, I bought a new trumpet. And the brand name of the trumpet is Sonare. And I thought, I mean, if anybody playing a Sonare trumpet, anyone can reach a high C above the staff if they play a trumpet called the Sonare. Jerry Vale just died recently, the late great singer. He sang Volare, flying. And I thought, Sonare, flying sound, a high C above the staff is going to be easy. But not even that was going to work. I knew I needed a lot more. Besides practicing, I knew I needed to practice consistently, which I did. I practiced diligently every day, which I did not do so much when I was a kid. My dad taught me how to play the trumpet. He gave me my first trumpet lessons. He's a musician. And his dad, before him, taught him how to play the trumpet. My grandfather. My grandfather died young, at the age of 54, years before I was born, so I never knew him. But on Father's Day, on Sunday, I had some questions in my mind that I'd been wanting to find out about for a long time. Now, my grandfather was a professional musician, but it was kind of murky on his career. So I called my dad on Father's Day, wished him a happy Father's Day. And then I said, I have some questions for you, Dad, about your father. I wanted to know about his music career, about his trumpet playing. And he said, well, he was in the Navy, and he played in a band on the USS Pennsylvania, a battleship. And then when he was transferred to the Great Lakes Station, he called it. And at that time, John Philip Sousa, the March King himself, John Philip Sousa was coming through and recruiting musicians to play in a band that he was going to tour with on the East Coast, and he chose my grandfather to play lead trumpet. And after he got out of the Navy, my grandfather moved to Chicago, where he married my grandmother, and played in pit orchestras for movies, silent movies, because back in those days, they had orchestras playing for silent movies. And then talkies came out, and he was out of a job. And he was originally from South Dakota, so he went back to South Dakota, became a chiropractor. And then the Depression hit, and he moved his family to California, Hollywood, where he became a conductor on the Red Line streetcar. But one question always was in my head, because I'd never heard after he left Chicago if he still played trumpet or not. And I asked my dad, when he became a chiropractor, when he moved back to California, did he continue playing the trumpet? He said, no, he never picked it up again, only to give me lessons. That was the only time he played trumpet. And I wonder, you know, just why? I wonder why. My dad said on Sunday, on Father's Day, he said, and I'd never really heard him talk about his dad like this, he said, everyone just loved him. And you're a lot like him. Mild-mannered. And my dad is not like me. I'm not like my dad. Characteristics seem to skip every other generation. My dad is a partier. He parties. He's 88 years old, has a great time every single day of the year. He plays in two bands. He's a saxophonist now. He taught himself how to play saxophone. He's been playing saxophone for 70-plus years. And so there I sat with my trumpet, knowing I needed something more in order to reach that high C above the double staff, above the staff. And I kept on thinking about my grandfather and my father. And it was a time when I felt kind of Native American-ish, calling on my ancestors to help me out. And one thing my dad, I told my dad I was picking up the trumpet. He was really happy about it and everything. And I told him what a struggle I was having in the high notes. And he said, here's what my dad taught me, that you should be able to hang a trumpet by a string from the ceiling and go up to the mouthpiece and still play a decent note. That's how relaxed you have to be. And so about a month and a half into my practice sessions, something was invoked inside me from them, I'm sure. There was some practicing, but I knew there had to be a shift. And all of a sudden, during one of my practice sessions, I was just completely relaxed. Everything in my face was relaxed. I had my power going here, good breathing. But everything else was completely relaxed. And all of a sudden, I heard a note come out of my trumpet that it didn't seem like it was coming from my trumpet. It seemed like it was coming from someplace else. It was a high C above the staff. And not only that, I played a D above the staff. And I went one note higher, an E above the staff, and it was easy. It wasn't a struggle at all. And I just think about how our fathers and our grandfathers, even if we don't know them, have some sort of pull on us, have some sort of influence on our life. It's inevitable. It's just the way it is. And even though, yes, I practiced and all that sort of stuff, I can't help but think that my grandfather stepped in, my dad stepped in, and helped me play that high C above the staff. So that's my story.